Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This is a podcast that is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and today our topic is prayer. And to consider prayer in our time together today, let's first begin by looking at the early church and how it prayed and how often it prayed and things such as that. We want to notice first how those 3,000 who were added to the church in Acts chapter 2, how in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and 42, the Bible says how they continue steadfastly in several things, and one of the things mentioned there is prayer. We see that when Paul was kept in prison by Herod, in Acts 12 and verse 5, the Bible says prayer was made earnestly of the church unto God for him. We find in the churches were admonished to pray in Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. The Bible says, continuing steadfastly in prayer. We see the church of God in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. The Bible says, give yourselves unto prayer. The saints and faithful in Christ Jesus at Ephesus, as we see in Ephesians 6 verse 18, says, with all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the Spirit, and watching thereunto in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We see the church in Philippi. In Philippians 4, verse 6, the Bible says, in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We also see the church in Colossae prayed as well. In Colossians 4, and verse 2, the Bible says, continue steadfastly in prayer, watching therein with thanksgiving. And we see the church of the Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17 says, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to youward. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17 and 18. So we can see that the early church was very involved in prayer. It was a part of their daily life. It was part of what they did. We also want to see next how God's promises to answer prayers are conditional. There are some conditions that must be met if our prayers are to be answered by God. We see in James 4 and verse 3, the Bible says, ye ask and receive not. So we know that prayers sometimes may not be answered because of some various different reasons or conditions. First, we must be righteous. We see in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears unto their supplication. We see that we must be obedient at the time of our prayer. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. He answers our prayers because we are righteous, because we are obedient. And next we see because we pray in faith. In Matthew 21 and verse 22, the Bible says, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You know, we hear sometimes the old saying, if you pray for rain, bring an umbrella. So we must pray in faith. We also, those who are praying, they must have a forgiving spirit. Matthew 6 and verse 15 says, if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We also see that we must have the right motive in our praying. And James 4 and verse 3 says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may spend it in your pleasures. We see next we must pray in harmony with God's will. 1 John 5 and verse 14 says, we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we see that we must pray in Jesus' name. John 14 and verse 13 says, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So we have seen what the early church has done in praying. And we see some conditions concerning prayer, but also let's look at, lastly, things for which we could pray. Things for which we could pray for. First, we want to realize that we should pray for the forgiveness of sins. This is for the Christian, not the non-Christian, but for the Christian to pray for their sins to be forgiven. Matthew 6 and verse 12 says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. We also should pray for help in time of temptation. In Matthew 6 and verse 13 tells us, and bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This taken from what we call the model prayer of Christ. We see again from the model prayer of Christ in Matthew 6 verse 11 how we should pray for the necessities of life. Give us this day our daily bread, is what the Bible says. We also see we should pray for our earthly rulers and for the privilege of leading a quiet life. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2 says, "For all men, for kings and all that are in high places, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity." That is, we must pray for those who are leading our nation. We also see we must pray for the sick. James 5 and verse 14, "Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and then pray over him." We should also pray for our enemies. This one is one that's not easy for us, and probably not easy for many people, but it's something we must do as a Christian. We see in Matthew 5, verse 44, it says, "Love your enemies and pray for them that persecute you." We also should pray for preachers and for the Lord's word to be glorified. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 1, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run and be glorified." We also should see that we should pray for God's will to be done in all things. Matthew 6 and verse 10 says, "Thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth." So we can find some very simple and strong truths today from God's word concerning prayer. We thank you for listening today, and we will close with our motto verse, as I call it, Hebrews 3 and verse 13. "But exhort one another daily while it's called a day, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin." Thank you, and we hope you'll tune in again next time here on Exhortations.